finding the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I've had a magnificent week, and I'm sure you've had one too. Today's episode promises to be a most exciting one because we have with us a most fascinating lady of the literary arts. Our guest today is Temi Kling. Temi Kling lives between New York and Dallas in Texas. Temi is coach to the coaches. She's an international author. She's a public speaker. She's a publishing expert. She's a life coach. She's a transformation expert. She's a crisis management leader. She's a world-class corporate ghost writer. She's a book editor. She's a literary consultant. And she is a strategic leadership expert. Temi, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you. Hello, doctor. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm simply exhilarated and thrilled to have you with me today. Now, today's episode is leading others to lead themselves. Now, there is an indisputable mystery to leadership. Now, quite a few individuals feel comfortable with calling themselves good leaders, while the rest of us feel quite inadequate when measured against their standards. The mystery of leadership becomes more profound when an attempt is made to define a good leader. We all seem to recognize a good leader anytime we encounter one, yet no leader appears capable of conforming to a single template of characterization. Boiled down to basics, however, a subject such as this will ultimately have to be about becoming an effective leader and not the perfect leader. Now, certain facts are incontrovertible. Everyone can be a leader. All leaders do certain things uncommonly well. This may not necessarily guarantee success, but it does make success more likely. You can learn to be a leader in your own mold. You do not have to be a Churchill or a Kennedy. You merely have to be the best of you who you already are. Put quite simply, you only have to wake up to your highest potential. And today, we have with us someone who has lived to her highest potential. Temi Kling, like I said, lives and works in New York. And like that big city, she's an epitome of uncommon vibrancy and vitality. She is the international world-class author of 108 books, corporate ghostwriter, and literary coach to the world's leading CEOs, celebrities, and individuals who want to pursue their dream of writing a book. Virgin.com has this to say about Temi. They said, Temi is one of the world's top ghostwriters. Her work has been featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Deadline NBC, Extra, and Primetime. Her books are read by people all over the world, and some of them have been published in Israel, China, Brazil, Germany, London, France, Bulgaria, Holland, Italy, Portugal, and many other countries across the globe. As a literary coach, Temi guides her clients through the process of attracting an agent and a publisher and writing a book. Temi Kling, welcome once again to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Well, thank you. What a beautiful introduction.
I had no choice. At least you gave me no choice. Your pedigree is so rich and your bio is so rich that I wonder if I'll be able to do sufficient justice to it today. Anyway, let's get started. Temi, dear, so you write your own books, but you also help others. Tell us a little bit about this.
I do. I write my own books, and after several years of writing my own books, I would have significant leaders contacting me and asking if I would help them write their books. So I began writing books for CEOs of companies and executives and entrepreneurs and world changers, and I discovered that I learned something really amazing with each project, and that it was a destiny for me to learn the principles, whether it was leadership or integrity or authenticity or, you know, business rules, learning about how to incorporate just the best practices into your own life. And so through this process, I really began to see that it was my calling to help equip world changers. And I love what you said about leadership, because leadership, whether you're the CEO of a company or a woman who's the CEO of her own house or kids or life, no matter who you are, woman or man, whether you're an executive, CEO, entrepreneur, stay-at-home dad, whatever you are, you have to have leadership skills. And that authentic leadership that I often write about for organizations and entrepreneurs really focuses on being real and developing relationships and connecting, because people will not follow someone who's not authentic, and you really aren't a leader without followship.
Well, that's, I agree with you there, Tammy. The truth is, I guess both of them are the two wheels of the same cart. You have the leader and you have the followership, and I don't see how someone could authentically term him or herself a leader if there is no corresponding followership. I'm sure this is what you are trying to express.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Now, Tammy, Virgin.com called you one of the world's best ghostwriters. Now, for me, that's great. Most inspiring, because I'm a ghostwriter myself. Now, tell us a little bit about this.
It is wonderful. I spoke in London at a youth leadership event, and I talked to the youth about being an entrepreneur and what that is all about. And Virgin asked to interview me, and so I was pleasantly surprised when that article came out, because I have worked with a lot of publishers writing for them and authors, and I've been an editor for a decade, and of course I have a journalism degree as well. So it's really nice to hear that compliment, because of course it's a lot of work that you put into really crafting and fine-tuning your career. But being a ghostwriter, as you know, it's so much more than just writing. You really have to be a keeper of secrets, and you have to be able to relate to someone on a professional level. And all my clients are world changers. That's my criteria for accepting a book. They have to be someone who's going to be in that 1% of human.
That's great. Very inspiring, like I said from the outset. And I know that so many aspiring ghostwriters, when they hear your story, they will be left with no choice than to try to find out a little bit more about you. And I know quite a number of our listeners are likely to get across to me to ask me questions about this wonderful lady called Tammy Kling. Can you tell us a little bit about her? So thank you for those illuminating statements, because that gives me a ready template of what I'll discuss with them. Now, Tammy, you say that words are currency. What does that mean?
Well, it occurred to me when I was preparing for my TED Talk that words are as much, if not more, of a currency than diamonds, gold, and the dollars in our bank account. And what I mean by that is that if you have the ability to use the proper words at the right time, you can change a life, possibly even save a life. And any hostage negotiator or professional who's in charge of suicide prevention and talking someone off that ledge will tell you that words at the right time can save a life. But in each one of our lives, words are important to build your business, in every presentation, and in every personal relationship. And so I say that everyone has the ability to be a motivational speaker. And for me, when I really think about words being currency, I pause and I envision every word as a dollar in the bank account. And if every word is a dollar, then you are very cautious, you're measured, and you have wisdom about what you speak. Words are very critical. If you even go back through historical moments all across the globe, words start and stop wars. Words create nations. If you think about an election, it's one candidate's words against the other in a debate that make the difference. So words are a very important currency.
I really don't blame you for these very strong sentiments about words, Tammy, because even in the Bible, the first verse in the book of John, the New Testament, has a very powerful statement about words. It says, "In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God." So I know only too well that you are absolutely correct when you say words are that powerful, Tammy. Now,
absolutely, absolutely.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I even say that words are an embodiment of great power, Tammy. In my latest book called The Bishop's Testament, I have a whole chapter named "Words Are an Embodiment of Great Power," because words have power for both good and for evil. And you know, the amazing thing about words is that, especially where the subconscious part of the mind is concerned, words do not even have to be true, nor do they have to be false for them to be believed. They are just taken literally. And that is why the words that we speak to people are so important, especially to little children. Don't you agree with me, Tammy?
Absolutely. And you make a very good point that it's really the unspoken words that we say to ourselves that also have a huge impact. And when I write books, I'm always conscious of being a conduit for change and transformation through the words in the book. I'm always conscious of how we're going to use words to not just monetize a business, but to really engage the heart and change lives. So words, and even like you said, the unspoken ones are so important. A lot of times there's this record going around in your head that might be negative, and you have to really pay attention to the unspoken words first thing when you wake up in the morning, or the unspoken words of your children. And understanding that and addressing that is very important.
Thank you very much. Now, I know that you help people write books as a legacy, but what kind of legacy will you leave on this world?
Well, for me, my calling is to use words to transform lives. So I am very dedicated and committed to the power of words. And when I see a world changer who has created a company or an amazing organization like Feed the Children, one of my clients, that is an organization, and there are many like that all across the globe, that really need to have their message out there for generations. So my legacy is to help empower people to transform lives.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, Tammy, I'll ask you to join me in doing something today. Now, this radio show on the Empowerment Channel of Voice America, Phoenix, Arizona, is run on the platform of the Global Institute for Human Excellence, where I am president and chief executive officer. Now, the mission of the Global Institute is to promote and nurture a global culture of excellence by challenging people and organizations to grow and equipping them to win in all areas of life and in their operations by employing the twin media of the spoken and the written word. To put matters in a nutshell, one of the aims of this show, Dream the Life, Live the Dream, is to celebrate excellence wherever it can be found on this earthly plane. To this end, Tammy, the Global Institute is exceedingly proud to be associated with a young man called Andro M. Porter. Andro was born in Kingston, Jamaica on January 18, 1977, and he's an award-winning author who has written and self-published 4 books with the hope of finding a publisher who will propel his books into prominence, and a filmmaker who will work with him in transforming his first book into a major motion picture. Now, one day, a friend challenged him to write a book, and not knowing his life was about to change forever, he composed and self-published a story titled The Rise and Fall of a Jamaican Dawn. The story was not crafted to promote negativity or any personal gang. Rather, Andro considers it its own vision of a movie. This book has won several awards, with Andro becoming the first author to win an IRAWMA, that is International Reggae and World Music Award, at its 25th award ceremony at the world-famous Apollo Theater in New York. He recently released an exclusive print of the sequel to this book titled Chasing the American Dream. Famed Jamaican actor Paul Campbell was first to read the unpublished manuscript and advised Andro it was more of a screenplay for a movie with superlative potential. However, rather than head straight for Hollywood, Andro has been using the book to create awareness and support towards having it developed into the major motion picture that it is probably fated to become. His second book, Tears from My Pen, is based on the detailed confession of an investment banker who found that his wife was 6 weeks pregnant for a man infected with AIDS. Again, Andro's vision is to turn this into an independent movie. His third book, Mirror and the Reflection, is based on the true story of a bishop in search of immortality as a powerful Obia man. Now, Andro utilizes every opportunity to promote his work, and since his publication, he has appeared on various radio talk and urban TV shows. He has also been featured in numerous editorials, including the Courier Post, the Philadelphia City Paper, the Jamaican Gleaner, amongst a host of others. He most recently appeared on ABC TV National Network talk show called Visions. In 2004, Andro was awarded Poet of the Year by the famous Poet Society and was presented with the Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence. Later that year, he was awarded Number One Caribbean Author by the Philadelphia Multicultural Society. Now 36, he lives in Philadelphia and hopes to attract maximal attention that will take his works to their next levels. His passions include cooking, meeting interesting people, and learning about their culture. You can email this fantastic fellow at sponsorship at theandroporter.com. Theandro, A-N-D-R-E, porter.com. And his website is www.theandroporter.com. Tammy, I do this every once in a while to encourage young up-and-coming authors so that they can put up their best and live up to their highest potential. Tammy, we'll take a small break now. And when we come back, Tammy Kling, world-famous ghostwriter, international author of 108 books, will lead us deeper into her life. Tammy, we'll take a small break now.
Sounds great.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at stonebridgepublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute, Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. For those who are just joining us, today is a remarkable day in the history of this show because we have with us one of the most outstanding ladies of letters on earth. We have with us Temi Kling. As a renowned speaker, Temi addresses audiences on the topics of crisis management, attaining the next level, goal setting, and letting go. She is a former crisis management team leader and management executive with American Airlines. In fact, one of her first books was about an airplane crash in the Colombian jungle. In pertinent regard, as a crisis management team leader with a major airline, Temi actively engaged the emotional aspects of airplane crash recovery and victim and survivor management with families after a plane crash. She is also a highly regarded ministry teacher with expertise on the subject of discovering God's plan for your life, letting go, forgiveness, overcoming adversity, and suicide prevention. Temi's ministry books are There's More to Life Than the Corporate Office and The Compass. Temi's corporate speaking expertise is in the curriculum areas of helping employees let go of anchors and individual limiting beliefs, reaching the next level and increasing sales and productivity. On this stuff, she has written several business books, including The Transparent Leader, Leadership and Ethics, with the CEO of Dial Corporation, The Elephant in the Room, Finances, with the CEO of First Command Corporation, amongst many others. Over the years, Temi has proved herself a dynamic speaker, and many participants at her famed Legacy Seminars have left her totally transformed and rejuvenated, ready to take on corporate challenges with a renewed sense of purpose. Temi, welcome to the second segment of today's show.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Splendid. Now, Temi, your work with athletes, celebrities, and chief executive officers, you work with these categories of people. Now, what is it like to work with such powerful people?
Well, I love it because my focus is on helping equip them change the world, and all of the people that I work with, they have this desire to really be the best, but it's not really just about their own excellence. They have a desire to give back. So I know you interviewed John Haggerty, one of my clients who's a football player with the National Football League in America, and that's just to achieve that, of course, is very, very small percentage of humans. However, he really has a sincere desire to give back to the world and help change lives. And through his book, he will be able to impact a lot of children and adults.
Okay, so Tebby, what you are saying here is that in working with these celebrities, chief executive officers and high-flying athletes, what gives you the momentum to be able to work with them is when they are coming from the angle of being world changers. Is this correct?
Yes, for sure.
So that makes it much more pleasurable working with them.
Absolutely. I mean, I only work with world changers, and it's always rewarding because I learn so much. You know, if I'm working with the CEO of a major company, it takes so much success and discipline to reach that level. And oftentimes, they're also doing fabulous things. One of my clients is in London, and he's an amazing man in business, but he fits children with hearing aids in Africa. And he's got a foundation, and he goes over to Africa and spends quite a bit of time fitting hearing aids on children and adults. But it's amazing to see the powerful, life-changing work that he does. And that's just one example. But yes, I love equipping world changers. It's very rewarding, and I learn a lot, too.
I can imagine. Last week, just as you mentioned a few minutes ago, I had with me John Hegarty, who I actually consider a most remarkable athlete. And he was with me, and I was pleasantly surprised that he's your client. Now, to tell you just how remarkable my relationship developed with John Hegarty, we are very likely to be co-authoring a book in the nearest future, actually. Now, do you like to write books for professional football players? Do you actually enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. I have a whole athlete division. I write many books for professional athletes. And with John's book, he's got a book that's focused on skills and surrender and really following your life calling. And editing his book has been amazing because it's not really about him being an athlete, because, of course, there's a lot of athletes in the world, and a lot of times the reputation of athletes is not positive. But his book is all about others, about how to help men surrender their life to the calling that's on their life and their destiny, and how surrender is each day. So when John came to me with his book, I knew that, you know, he really has an ability to transform a lot of lives with his words.
That's fantastic. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, if my experience with John Hegarty was anything to go by, then I know that you are having a very fulfilling career in dealing with athletes, helping them to write their books, and bringing out the very best potential in them. Tammy, there's a remarkable part of your career that I want to talk about now. And for me, it's awe-inspiring because I see that you have done a TED Talk and also been on the Discovery Channel and many other global shows. What has it been like, especially TED, T-E-D?
Well, TED was exciting for me as an author because it's a very intellectual endeavor. So for me, that was even better than any television show that I've ever done. I just loved it. And of course, my children love TED, and young people love TED, but also intellectuals and scientists and a lot of people learn from TED. It's an educational forum. So I really enjoyed the process, and it was very rewarding for me.
Yes, I can imagine. It's because I enjoy TED too. It's so intellectual. It's so intellectually transforming. So, and I know that you were pleasantly surprised when you were invited by Ted. Am I right?
I was. Of course, I was surprised and shocked. I was actually very humbled and shocked by it.
Yes, yes. Listeners, I'll just ask you to join me in celebrating somebody who is very important to this show that we bring to you every Thursday. And that is my business manager, a remarkable lady whom I've related with on a very, very pleasant pedestal for quite some time, but who only 48 hours ago became the business management manager of this show. Her name is Tammy Collins McKee, a native of New Orleans, who is lovingly dedicated to her primary call as an evangelist. Now, Tammy, who has done so much for this show in the past 4 weeks, currently resides in Houston, Texas. And she has a Bachelor of Arts degree from Daylight University, and she majored in urban planning and public policy with a concentration in political science and social work. She was nominated for the United States Presidential Award for Literacy and featured in the Louisiana Weekly newspaper for winning the J.C. Penney's Community Service for Literacy. And she was also appointed by Mayor Mark Morial in New Orleans Criminal Justice Council. Additionally, she's an international human rights activist, entrepreneur, sports agent, and writer. And she had traveled to Europe to advocate against racial discrimination and police brutality, which led to her being appointed the International Affairs Director by Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, who is founder of the Tops Society. Incidentally, Pastor Glasgow is the brother of Reverend Al Sharpton, who is an American activist. Tammy, like I said a few minutes ago, is now the manager to this show and my humble self, Dr. Yomi Garnett, MD, who is host of Voice America Talk Show with over 4.5 million listeners worldwide. Now, she's also a protege of Leonard Shaikind, an investment banker, businessman, who worked for the Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company for many years. Her philosophy impresses me, Tammy. Tammy, who has the same name as my guest for today, incidentally, instills in others, in their minds, to be on the truth always and keep their eyes set on self-love, showing love to other people, wellness, spirituality, and ambition. She believes in being focused. She believes in mental toughness and emotional maturity. Tammy's analytical approach to education, to a healthy blended family, starts with a healthy marriage. And she encourages people to foster an atmosphere of peace and a quest for love and happiness. She helps the economically disadvantaged to have a long, successful career while believing solely and confidently in self-education being the most powerful tool that one can possibly use to expand one's mind to reach different horizons and different heights. That's Tammy Collins McKee for you, a lady I'm very proud of, and who is now my business manager. Tammy Kling, are you still there?
I sure am, you bet.
I know you are. Now, Tammy, what do you think is God's plan for your life?
You're talking about this Tammy, the author?
Yeah, you, your own Tammy, your Tammy Kling.
Well, my without a doubt, it is to transform lives and teach others truth and how to hear clearly. Because I recall in my 20s when I was really searching for my life's purpose. And without your life's purpose, when you really don't yet know what that is, everything feels disconnected. No matter what job you're in, even if you're a CEO and you're not living your life's purpose, your life feels so disconnected. And so my plan is, you asked me what is God's plan for my life, is to do exactly what I am doing at this moment. I'm in my zone, I'm in my lane, and I'm equipping world changers to help save lives and change lives And whether it's a book about leadership, excellence, authenticity, a book by a company on integrity, or a book about suicide prevention, or an organizational book like a world humanitarian organization. Regardless of what type of book it is, there is a specific message that transforms lives. And what I do is coach others how to understand that and really be in your calling and focus on that, because there's so many distractions out there, Doctor. Don't you find that it's really not the big things that take people away from their destiny and their calling? It's the distractions and lack of focus, because you could be the best writer in the world, but never focus and get the clarity that you need to write a book that is your legacy, that might reach millions. Or you could be the best radio show host or speaker in the world and never, ever focus and put those principles into action. And just like today, you have the power to impact change and change lives with your words. And it's very important that you hear clearly and that you're energized and that you eliminate toxic people, places, and things, right? In order to not be distracted from your calling.
That is absolutely true, Tammy. You are right on one score in particular, that the major factors that distract people are not even the big things in life. They are the little things. Some of these things are even habits that are not too wholesome. And people have big plans, they have big dreams and big visions. Their problem is falling through. And if these distractions were taken away from them, you'd discover that it could probably focus a bit more exclusively on what their primary missions and visions are. I always teach in my seminars, Tammy, that when people begin to realize that they are not necessarily physical beings experiencing little bouts of spirituality, but rather they are spiritual beings just occupying a physical form, when they can get to this state of realization, they are probably in a position where they can take their destinies fully in their hands. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
We'll just take a little break again before we come on to the final segment of today's brilliant show. So, Tammy, let's just rest our voices for a minute. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we are with Tammy Kling, international author of 108 books. On December the 2nd, 2013, Tammy was selected to speak at the inaugural TED Turtle Creek Women event of December the 6th, 2013 at the Winspear Opera House in Dallas, Texas. Now, TED is an international event featuring some of the world's most incisively powerful minds, expressing their highly respected views and perspectives on profoundly intellectual subjects that not only challenge contemporary thinking, but also touch our hearts at its deepest core. Even amongst the world's most sought-after speakers, to participate actively on this world stage platform is considered not only humbling, but positively empowering. It was one of the high points of Tammy's scintillating career. Tammy had a very personal message to deliver at the event. She said, and I quote her, "I'm speaking about how words change lives. The words you speak can save someone's life, maybe even your own life." Still on the corporate turf, Tammy coaches employees on a one-on-one basis as part of corporate wellness initiatives. And she has written several books with CEOs of companies on total life prosperity and physical and emotional wellness. In all, Tammy has written 7 books on healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and speaks regularly to audiences about mind, body, soul, and achieving longevity. This literary icon is also the founder of the Homeless Writers Project, a filming literary and homeless speakers program to help rehabilitate and inspire the homeless. Tammy says in her own words, "I only work with people who desire to change the world. Major world hunger organizations, for instance, or a celebrity athlete with a desire to change lives." Tammy, welcome back to the last segment of today's show.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor, Doctor.
Thank you very much. Now, Tammy, what would you tell someone who did not know what their life plan was?
I would tell them to think about their gifts and talents and their natural abilities, not necessarily what they're good at, but or how they're educated. For instance, I know a Chinese girl who was educated as an engineer, but she hated being an engineer and she always wanted to be an artist. And so now she's a very gifted artist, which is really the opposite skill. And her paintings have such heart and soul that they speak to people on many different levels. And she's very prominent in the art world. And then there's other people that decide at the crossroads of their life. Perhaps they've had 10 or 20 years in a career, or perhaps they're just looking for a career. And then they're dissatisfied because they're not really living their life plan. And so I always tell people to really stop, maybe journal, maybe think about the thing that they've always wanted to do in life and what their God-given talent or gift is. And that's the start of living out your destiny.
That's true. I agree with you. I think that journaling is a very, very important tool that anyone can use to actually express to oneself what one's mission or vision is. And you'd be amazed, Tim, just how many people have not been able to discipline themselves sufficiently to be able to put their thoughts down on paper. But I've discovered that it's a very powerful tool to employ. Now, Tammy, you have corporations come to you to write books. Who is your favorite CEO to work with?
Oh, wow. Well, I can't say that now, can I? Because if I picked a favorite.
Yes, I know. I know.
But I know. There are many amazing favorites that have taught me some beautiful life lessons. And, you know, you mentioned journaling earlier. Some of the most powerful CEOs, when I'm sitting in their offices and they're overlooking the skyscraper and they have thousands of employees and a Lamborghini or a Porsche or a Mercedes downstairs in the parking lot, they pull out their journal and they journal. And I've seen this trait many times with phenomenal people and leaders. And it always surprises me because as a writer, of course you have a journal, but it always surprises me to see a CEO that journals his thoughts or her thoughts down. And so as far as my favorite, oh, I have so many wonderful companies that I've written for. And the crazy thing is each CEO or world changer becomes such a close friend that they're in my inner circle for life.
Mm, that's great. That's fantastic. And again, it's amazing. Most people regard people at those rarefied levels of living as people that are difficult to conceptualize as ordinary human beings, and yet they are. Again, tell me, the beauty of relating with people like this is that you truly learn those tools that you can use to empower yourself and lead your best life ever. Don't you agree?
I do. And I think that no matter what your calling is in life, I mean, whether you're a carpenter or whether you're a teacher or whether you're an executive inside an organization or an entrepreneur, no matter what your calling is, if you choose to learn and grow and work with the best, then you're always in a mentorship position and a learning position. And that enriches your life and your family for generations.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, like you, Tammy, I'm a writer, and I'm a prolific writer too, and I enjoy it. So now I'm going to ask you a question, which is going to be a bit self-serving, because it's also for my own benefit. What would you say is the best quality of a writer? Would you say that a writer has to learn to keep people's secrets?
The best quality of a writer is absolute focus. Meaning such simplicity that you absolutely can focus, which is why very few people really can be excellent and prolific writers. You said earlier that, you know, like me, you like to stay up all night and write. You know, the other day someone posted something on Facebook about having insomnia and how they hated it, and I posted a reply because insomnia is a writer's best friend, and it's a gift to have uninterrupted hours. And a writer takes that gift, whether it comes at 3 a.m. I mean, time is currency as well. So I could write for 10 hours, and that's absolute focus, and it requires discipline. And it always amuses me when people say, oh, you're an artist, you're very creative. That means that you're not disciplined. And it's quite the opposite for a writer. They believe that writers are creatives like film directors or painters, but a writer's absolute best trait is focus and discipline. Now, for a ghostwriter, one of the very top traits is the ability to keep secrets, because what I hear in a CEO's office is very private. And many, whether it's something that he has done that he doesn't want on the record, or, you know, yesterday I had a meeting with a girl for 3 hours who kept saying, well, this is off the record, this is off the record, this is off the record. And a ghostwriter cannot violate that trust. I consider myself really a keeper of secrets.
I agree with you. As a ghostwriter too, I know what you're talking about. And one very big challenge in ghostwriting is you'd be amazed at just how many things your client wants off the record, and then you begin to wonder what is not off the record. But then again, like you did say, your primary obligation is to respect the very high index of confidentiality to which you have been invited. Is that not so?
Absolutely. And after a decade of helping others through their book process, I've discovered that, you know, it's not just about the writing. I have a company called The Writers Group, and I have writers all over the globe in many countries. I have editors and writers, and it's really not just about their writing skill. They have to have a very, very strong strategic mind, and not just the journalism degree or an MBA in literature, but a very strategic mind is required in order to see a book from a high level and not just see grammar. Anyone can look at grammar and punctuation. I mean, we learn that, right, in first and second grade. So it's not about that at all. It's about having a strategic vision at a very high level.
That's true. Absolutely true. Tell me, how many publishers do you work with? Because your literary career is simply amazing. I mean, your books are in Italy. They're in China. They're all over the world. How many publishers do you work with?
Well, a lot. And there's Mondadori. There's all kinds of publishers all over the world. I get letters from Afghanistan. I got a letter yesterday from someone in India. My one book has been published in Israel. And so there's a very large global publishing community. And that's one of the things that I do with my clients, is I try to really help focus them not to just write for the country that they're in, because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you? We're all humans. You might as well write for that human on the other side of the world. And no matter who you are, whether you're writing a book or not, if you think about your life and you wake up in the morning, there's a human on the other side of the world that you might meet someday, or that now with social media, you might actually talk to and meet online, and they'll change your life or you'll change theirs. And I think it's very important for us to have a global perspective, but almost no one thinks that way when we're initially writing a book.
That is true. Now, what would be your best advice for someone who wants to write a book?
Well, my best advice is to write what is on your heart, what your destiny and your legacy is, and not just what you think is commercial. So if someone comes to me and says, you know, I want to be on Oprah, and I heard, you know, I want to be on TED like you, and I want to make $1 million, I'll send them away and I'll say, come back to me when you want to write a book that has your legacy, whether it's your business or your life experience. You have this intellectual property within you that can change the world. So the first thing to do would be get clear on exactly why and what you want to talk about, and then start writing it down in a journal.
That's right. Now, so do you, as a corollary, have any advice for someone who wants to use their words to change lives?
Well, everyone has a message, right? And as long as we're positive and clear about how that message can be communicated, we can impact lives and be a mentor.
That's incredible. Tammy, Tammy?
Yes, sir.
Every good thing has to have an end, and we have come to the end of today's show. I am going to miss you, and I know our listeners out there, the millions of our listeners out there, are going to miss you. But then again, it's been a fantastic 1 hour with you. For me, it's been a most unforgettable encounter, and one that's going to reverberate in my consciousness for many years to come, because this will easily stand out as one of the best shows I've had. But then again, I'm not surprised, Timmy, because there may be some selfishness here. Maybe because I'm a writer like you, so because of that, I'm very much at home. Because quite frankly, I've had a most thrilling experience in the past 1 hour, and I would have wished that it would never, ever come to an end. Tammy, how can our listeners reach you?
Well, keep in touch with me at TammyKling.com, K-L-I-N-G, and my email, I'm always available on email, and I return all of my emails. And you make sure you keep in touch with me as well on Facebook.
Okay, what's your email address then, for the benefit of our listeners?
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Kling, K-L-I-N-G, at me.com.
At me?
M-E. M-E. Yes.
Yeah, .com. Okay, splendid. Tammy Kling, thank you very much for this brilliant and scintillating encounter with you. As you leave us, I leave you with a very beautiful prayer. And that is, despite the fact that you've had such a brilliant and an amazing career, may the best that you have seen up till now be the worst you will ever see in your life. I say amen to that, and I'm sure you are going to paraphrase me. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.